You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, you got to marvel, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, just to answer the question, what does it take in the state of South Carolina to actually serve a prison term? Like what do you actually have to do? If you were determined to serve prison time in the state of South Carolina, what would it take?
Let's see. In the state of South Carolina, what would it take to serve prison time? Aside from politics, maybe a gun down in a courthouse. That happened about a year ago.
Yeah, that'll get you some prison time.
That was about it. That's the last one I recall. It was, you know, in fact, he was convicted in the same courthouse. You may recall that one.
Now, I'm just marveling at this particular case.
Yeah, are you talking about the DUI case?
Well, yeah, but Kevin Clinton Harrison, man, he is a prolific dude. He has lived in all the counties around here. And in addition to his not one, not two, but three DUIs, one of which killed one person and put four in the hospital.
Right.
The most recent.
Yep.
And in addition to all that, shoplifting, grand theft, these are separate charges, understand, in separate years. Yeah. Grand theft larceny, multiple forgery charges, those were felony level. Bad checks, he was involved in a bad check scheme. Burglary. Yeah. Another grand theft larceny. Guilty, 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 guilty. What are these judges doing? Well, they sentence him, but this is what they do. He never comes up with the money to bond out. So they just sentence him to time served. So however long he's been cooking in the clink, they just sentence him to that. And like in one case for the burglary, 112 days, outdoor he goes.
Yeah.
Which is what he was unfortunately doing at the intersection of White Horse Road and Old Easley Bridge Road when he, drunk, he's accused of a DUI, plowed into a car full of teenage girls, including some jail man cheerleaders, killed one of them, put the other four in the hospital.
Yeah, just 15 years old.
God, that breaks my heart.
Dead, I just,
and she lingered for, God bless her, days in the hospital, and right. This was on July 4th, and mm-hmm. Just as a mom, who I just had my first prom, you know, with my daughter, and we shopped with a dress, and it was so much fun, and we went out to eat, and we made a big deal of it, and she was gorgeous in it, and it was great, and I just to see Chassie, you know, in her dress, and she rocked that dress too, that prom dress. So I'm guessing she went to prom. I hope she went to prom, Roger. I hope she, even though she was a freshman, she was beautiful. I hope that she got a chance to do those few things before he took her life.
Mm-hmm. You know, the name's Chastity Unique Wilson.
She spells it without a T, so I'm calling her Chastity.
Yeah, okay.
That's how they spell it, so I'm saying Chastity. But yes, again, cheerleader at jail, man, filled two parking lots full of mourners waiting to get into the church where they were having the ceremony. People apparently loved her. Her four friends, they were called the Fab Five, been mm-hmm. best friends since they were kids, were unfortunately in the car with her. So he is charged with four counts of felony DUI with great bodily injury. But, you know, he should have spent in prison. I thought burglary was a big deal, but silly me. I mean, you know.
I don't know how many times at arraignment hearings I have heard the a county solicitor, prosecutor, district DA, so and so, stand up and say, "Your Honor, we are very familiar with this suspect."
Defendant,
and and still,
it's incredibly frustrating. The disposition judge, by the way, on the burglary, the highest felony charge aside from the driving, was James Lockamy.
Mm.
That was in Abbeville County.
Yeah.
So great. Way to go, James. Anderson County, a lot of people asking me, there was an error it gets tougher on you depending on which DUI it is. His first DUI was in 2003. They somehow missed that in 2008 when they charged him with first DUI again. And I checked. He was convicted on the first one.
Yeah.
But they charged him with first DUI offense again, let him pay $1,000 again. He got off.
Yeah, it is up to the prosecutor to submit what is actually headed as in the aggravation of punishment.
Yeah.
The rap sheet on that for the judge to pronounce a tougher sentence for multiple offenses. And if that doesn't happen, then the judge, as far as he knows, it's a first offense.
The folks were asking me who was the judge. The judge in the second DUI was Magistrate Ronald Warren Whitman.
Okay.
And I think people should know. I think that when you turn on the TV, if you're a judge, if you ever saw this, I think you should understand that beautiful 15-year-old that you see in that beautiful prom dress. You did that. You were part of it anyway. You didn't put your foot to the gas and never slow down even when there was a red light while driving with an open container because you had so much contempt for human life that you drove with an open container in your car so you could drink while you were driving.
Yeah, you basically gave them back the car keys anyway.
Yeah. And these judges just are not taking this seriously. And again, I will tell you why that is. We have a unique situation in the state of South Carolina. We documented it exhaustively on the show. It is maddening. We really need a state constitutional change because these legislators were one of the few states, I believe it is still two. We may be the only one now, but I'm going to say two to be safe because I saw two once, but I never could find what the other state was, where the people do not elect judges or we would go after them on this show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they are appointed by the legislature. If you look at the Judiciary Committee that does that, Roger, you'll see a funny thing. Every single legislator on it is from a major law firm.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you check out the occupations of the committee members, and for that matter, of the legislature at large.
We finally did manage to get, I think there's one person now on the judiciary and one of the two sides, I forget which one, who is not a lawyer. But here's how it works. These judges come back up for reappointment, and these legislators will go before the judges representing clients.
Mm-hmm.
These judges know you just do not give them any kind of serious punishment. Or if it's the law firm of one of the legislators on that committee, they're going to have to win. And it is such a perverse incentive. It's so wrong. We should be able, I should be able to put together an endorsement list or something of judges. Hey, this is the guy who let this guy out. This is the guy who let that guy out. And we could take him out, but we can't. And it's a tremendous amount. So what these law firms will do, they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting someone elected and making sure that state leaders put them on the Judiciary Committee so they can pick the judges. It's a rigged game. In fact, if you are on the other side of this, if you're a defendant, what you do is go find the legislators on the Judiciary Committee. It's listed publicly. Then hire their law firms.
It's widely
you want to win.
Widely known as the GOBC, Good Old Boys Club.
It is. And it's written into our Constitution. And we really need to start electing these judges. This has just got to go. This is a mess. It is built in conflict of interest. At a minimum, I don't know how much this would help, but at a minimum, we at least need a law that says, okay, nobody who has a law license or who works for a law firm can sit on this committee.
Yeah, things
that
like
would help.
Sphere of influence can be raised as an issues on such things. Should be, they haven't been, but they should and could be.
Texter writes, Tara, the drunk illegal immigrant that killed 23-year-old Samantha Peeler of Gaffney, only got 20 years and her husband was deported. Texter writes, If bars can be held responsible for drunk driving crashes, why are these judges not responsible as well? Well,
there's a case.
What small amount of justice her mother will ever get, I'm trying to give her right now on the show by naming the judges.
Yeah.
Texter writes, good morning, Tara. It seems like as long as drunk drivers don't kill anybody, they're let go. Now, the texter writes, Tara, when you get your second DUI here in South Carolina, you can buy your way into another first DUI charge. They will reduce it normally. Mm-hmm. That's why it looks like it got missed. They knew, just cut him a break. Thanks, Bruce Bannister. So says Roger. Okay, because it looked like an error to me. I mean, because I couldn't understand how he gets charged with that twice, but whatever. Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, as a correction officer, I often see the assistant solicitors and elected solicitors only look for one thing, a conviction. So either an inmate stays in jail until worn down to plead guilty, or a high-paying attorney makes a sweetheart deal in the judicial system, frustrates those of us in the thin blue and gray lines. Texter writes, Tara, who was driving, was it the 15-year-old? No. She was in the back seat. They did nothing wrong. Yep. And it was 8:30 at night, July 4th. So, I mean, you can't even say like they were out too late. I was out at that time when I was a teenager.
The car ran a red light.
The drunk driver's car did.
Right.
Yeah.
Defensive driver.
Hit him head on.
Sure.
Texter writes, Tara, sadly, we'll probably do it again with or without a license. I know people who have 4 and 5 DUI offenses.
Mamma mia.
It's a shame. It really is. But maybe we could just keep talking about it.
Shame indeed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, every once in a while, I get really cool feedback on this show and the knowledge that I've positively impacted somebody's life. I meant to make a bigger deal of this the other day, but it was so much going on. And I got a text about midway through the show from a listener, and I read it, but I should have made a bigger deal of it. A person who said, I don't know if it's male or female, said, "You just saved my life." And I went, "What? What are you talking about?" And it was because it's something I've told you all about for so long that I learned from my husband to just wait that beat. In my mind, it sounds like da-dung, at the stoplight, and I'm teaching it to my kids now as they're learning to drive, like, duh. Okay, yeah, it turns green, and then duh. What is that? That is the time that you pause before you go as you look both ways, because we just have a real problem with red light running, unlike anything. I've lived in a lot of cities. I've lived in Charlotte, Myrtle Beach. I've lived in Charleston. I've lived in Somerville. I have never seen people flat out run a red light like here. And by that, I mean, I've seen plenty of people, you know, push the yellow. We've all done it. You know, trying to get through at the last minute. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a full on red light. Like, it's been red for a while. Like, we're not even chasing the yellow at this point. We've already had plenty of people go through the intersection. They just plow through. Never seen anything like it. I've almost been killed three times this way in the upstate. My husband saved my life in crashes one time. We were turned out of Publix. I've told you that story many times. The light turned red. And I mean, the light had been red and it turned green. I mean, very, very, very green. Long enough that I turned to my husband and said, hey, go ahead and go, you know, like thinking he didn't see it. And he had seen it. He just also saw the, you know, semi-truck sized delivery van barrel through the intersection full speed, never tap the brake. They would have plowed in the side I was in and crash was on, you know, in the passenger in the back. Would have killed us. I absolutely killed us both, if not seriously injured us. And my husband did that. And so I've very much done that. It saved my life on multiple occasions. Happened again by the Gibbs Cancer Center. Older woman, looked elderly, plowed full on through a red light. I slammed on my brakes, saved myself. And the intersection's so big there, it's so long, I had time to just lay on the horn and not take my hand off, trying to wake her up. She never even flinched. Everybody in the traffic next to me like jumped. But she didn't even flinch. I mean, the fact that person's even on the road is terrifying. And then it happened again to me in the middle of the night on the way to work. Another person who barreled through the intersection clear on red. And, when I laid on the horn to try to just wake them up, never jumped, never flinched. And that's how out of it people are on our roads. And, you know, you got to understand there is a Kevin Clinton Hamilton potentially at every intersection. A guy who's on his third DUI doesn't give a damn if he lives or dies, but if he dies, he'd prefer to take you with him. And you're talking about true psychopathic behavior. I mean, this is a guy, burglary, grand larceny, forgery, multiple forgery schemes, bad checks, shoplifting. He got another one for child endangerment. I mean, just a criminal record as long as your arm. Car full of teenagers plows into them head on. 8:30 at night. So just remember the zoom. Just get in the habit of it. Tell everyone you love. Yeah, it's green, but that doesn't mean you got to go. Green, and then to look both ways. It was just really cool to get that text the other day from someone who said, you saved my life. I did it. I started doing it after you talked about it. I'd forgotten I talked about it. And this person said, yeah, I did it. And there you go. Watch the car barrel right through. You feel like you watch your life pass, you know, between your eyes. I've called my husband in the middle of the night when I just almost died, honey. I like pulled over in the center lane. I'm like, oh my God, I just almost died. Guess it wasn't my time because I was awake that day. I paused and I didn't die. So great habit to get into to survive driving in the upstate. These people are out there. And I keep telling you, it's worse here than anywhere before, especially if you're new, you're thinking, yeah, okay, I know. No, it is worse here than anywhere. And I have proven that over the years with statistics. Most recently, 3 years ago, the insurance one that found the drunkest drivers in the entire country in terms of alcohol-fueled accidents live in Greer. And what they did was they looked for drunk driving and drunk driving accidents, whether they happened in Greer or in Greenville or in California. It didn't matter. They searched it by your zip code, and they found out it was in Greer. One of the things that shocked me when I first moved here is I came from Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, which has, you know, or did at the time, had twice the population, like right at twice, same number of auto deaths. That's incredible. As Greenville? And I went, wow. I mean, that means the death rate here in Greenville, auto death rate was twice what it was in Mecklenburg County. And then come to find out, 4 driving fatalities per capita. This state is sometimes number 1 in the nation, but it's always in the top 5. and just varies from year to year. If you've been listening to me for a long time, you know that. So I'm telling you, you are driving in one of the most dangerous places in the country. Part of it is because of the way our judicial system is structured, and part of it's just, I don't know, culture? Maybe those two things feed each other. Anyway, I've been wondering about, I know there's been four charges against Kevin Clinton Harrison for, what is it, DUI with great bodily injury. I've been wondering about the other four girls. Of course, Chastity Nelson has died. But Thalen Richardson, 19, one of the other teens in the car, she's in a hospital bed there, hoping that she wakes up. She's asleep most of the time. She's doing better. She's trying to open her eyes more. You can see, if you're in the room with her, her eyes flickering a little bit because she wants to open them to see what's going on, but so far hasn't. Two other girls, Daisha and Quinn, are still in the hospital. Quinn is now back on her feet and able to walk, so that's good. Daisha is still in the intensive care unit in the ICU. So prayers for these young women. Thankfully for now, Kevin Clinton Harrison has not figured out a way to crawl out of prison, crawl out of jail. He is still awaiting a bond hearing. So the good news is hopefully this time it'll be different. He's facing again four counts of felony DUI resulting in great bodily injury and one count of felony DUI resulting in death. Usually, when it gets to the point where a lot of publicity has been had, even though these judges owe their appointment to these law firms and these legislators who are in the law firms and the law firms, they can't let these people off easy. They can't anymore. Just the public uproar would be too great. It'd make national news. So maybe finally he will see the inside of a state prison cell. It is incredible with his record that he has never seen the inside of a state prison cell. That's crazy. And I looked it up on the site. I looked at his record. He's never, despite a four county crime spree that again involves the three DUIs. Yes, but everything from burglary, grand larceny, forgery plots, bad checks, child endangerment. It goes on and on and on and on. Shoplifting. So unfair. I feel terrible for Chastity Nelson's mother. Just say a prayer for her. 15. She's in the backseat. Hit head on. Red light. Drunk driver. Open container. Drinking while he drove. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of people still freaked out by this Epstein situation. It's weird. And now all the clips are coming back. The one I play a lot. 3.5 months ago, Alina Haba on with, I forget the guy's name. British guy, Pierce something. Alina Haba, Donald Trump's personal attorney and at the time White House general counsel.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now,
she was speaking on behalf of the Trump administration in that interview. And they're just stacking up at this point. All of the old comments by people in the Trump administration. I mean, this one is Kash Patel on Benny Johnson after he was nominated. It hadn't been confirmed yet by the Senate to head the FBI.
You say that the FBI has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list. What the hell are the House Republicans doing? They have the majority. You can't get the list? Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are.
Folks, when you have Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, who I've made donations to before, I just love the work that they do, on Fox News, talking about the new lawsuit he's just filed against the Trump administration. I mean, you can't get a bigger Trump supporter than Tom Fitton. He's suing them. Listen to why, because once you start to hear this from a legal perspective, you're like, this doesn't make sense. Why withhold all of this stuff?
Tom, he sounded pretty definitive there. So what changed?
I think they decided for political purposes they didn't want to include the individuals who were on these lists and put them in the public domain. And they were concerned that some of them maybe may not have done something warranting the disclosure. I mean, that's the most charitable interpretation. You know, but there is a list. There's no doubt. I mean, they talk about in the memo they wrote, well, there's no incriminating client list. Well, what does that mean? I want the non-incriminating client list. And of course, a client list is a term of art, right? Where are his associates? Where is the list of contacts? You know, and we asked under our FOIA lawsuit, Pam Bondi, give us the documents that you say you were looking at. Give us documents about the release of these documents. You said the FBI was obstructing the release. They came back to us and said, we have nothing.
It doesn't make sense. He continued. So this is he'd already sued them because, okay, so let me back up because I played the audio originally a few months ago. He was very excited when Trump came in because Judicial Watch had a lawsuit against Joe Biden. He thought, oh, well, they'll just give it to us, right? I mean, Trump said he would give it to them, and Kash Patel, he thought they would just hand it over. They refused to hand it over. So this has been going on, and I played the audio. It was a couple months ago, and I went, well, maybe they're just gathering information. I don't know. We'll give them benefit of the doubt. Nope. This is a new FOIA by Judicial Watch. So we're now having to sue the Trump administration to get this information.
And they're still looking for that minute. And to release video that doesn't show what happened in the cell isn't terribly persuasive. I'm not sure what they were expecting there. The fact is there are two competing forensic investigations, one by Epstein's family, which suggests that it was a homicide, and one by the examiner up in New York. He says it was a suicide. So given those issues, to say because the video doesn't show one way or the other whether someone went in there, to conclude, oh, well, there's nothing to investigate, seems odd. And they also said, we're not going to give you any more documents. Mm-hmm. And kind of with this, well, there are too many conspiracy theories out there. And I don't like to be dissed like that. And Americans, I think by and large, have questions about Epstein.
We all have questions about Epstein. We all know. We all know. There's two things here, though, that I would think several I wonder about. Do you remember the New York office head of the FBI who they gave him the option after the Pam Bondi debacle with the white folders? Like, you know, where she went and did all that media, said, hey, yeah, we're going to release all the Epstein stuff. They called influencers to the White House, gave them white folders, and there was nothing new in them. And then they came out and said, oh, well, we've been obstructed. And yeah, it was the special agent in charge for the New York district. And so they gave him the option, well, either fire you, step down. And remember, he hired a bagpipe player for his very dramatic exit. He decided he was going to step down. Well, that was over the whole FBI, like Epstein thing. Well, why'd you push him out then for not cooperating with you? Well, I don't understand. And now we've got the former mobster who shared Epstein's cell, and he's come forward.
Jeffrey Epstein would have to be a magician to try to hang himself in that cell. I was in that cell. There's nothing on the ceiling. The bedpost is this high. I couldn't even go to a restroom without them walking back and forth and having me on camera. You know, there's no way he committed suicide.
Okay. Anyway, for those of you who didn't listen to every single segment of the show yesterday, you should have. But if you didn't, even more is now being made of the fact that that video they released, the point of which was, see, hey, he totally killed himself. Nobody interfered. Nobody went into his cell. It wasn't even pointed at his cell. Those two doors did not, that you see in the video, one's a supply closet and the other is not his cell. His cell is actually off camera. Yeah. They didn't add that. Kind of deceptive, don't you think? And remember, that was the weird camera angle where conveniently the camera that did see the, you know, feature the front door of the shell, it didn't work. Went out. Now, if you were going to get to Epstein's cell, you, yes, could have walked through the camera area that was covered, but you could also come from the other way, too. Nobody would have seen you. And as I said yesterday, you could have gone in there for 2 hours and emerged covered in blood and with two black eyes from fighting Epstein. It's not anywhere on the camera. So to act like case closed, we're done here, we're not even investigating this here, see, have a video, it proves it. When it doesn't prove it, fundamentally dishonest. Not cool. It's weird. Okay, journalist Josh Dazy just on Fox News talking about kill teams targeting Donald Trump. Can't wait to hear the interview at the break. I'm going to go back and check it. Anyway, he's a Wall Street Journal reporter. He just put out a book with another guy talking about 2024, specifically the assassination attempts against Donald Trump. And his book details the two that we obviously know about, right? But it also focuses on kill teams sent by Iran. He reports that while authorities have not publicly linked them to Iran, the book describes a September 24, 2024 briefing where national security officials informed Trump that Iran had multiple kill teams within the U.S., although it is unclear if this was related to the assassination attempts we know about. Folks, there is a reason why we don't know who, where, what the overseas accounts that crooks had were about. More than a dozen cell phones owned by Ryan Ruth. We don't know where they go. I don't know. Did he have a handle? We don't know any of it. Congress still hasn't received the 30,000 pages they request. They subpoenaed. They don't have them from the FBI. You know what's weird about this? This is another one of those cases that almost echoes the Epstein case, where you would think it would be in Trump's interest to get the information inside of our intel agencies out to the public. And yet, and then this morning, one of the most just infuriating things I've read lately with six Secret Service agents. It's a year after Butler finally suspended, not fired. You had one job. One job to keep them from shooting Trump. The guy ends up bleeding and you've been on the job all this time? The identities of the suspended agencies are not yet known. Some are supervisors. Some are, ground personnel. Suspended without pay for up to 6 weeks. Ooh, that's tough. And then they will be retained and placed into restricted duty roles with less operational responsibility? Dear God. I think they're laughing at us. That's what I think. I think these people are mocking us. Remember that just absolute hellfire that Joe Biden got over this in his administration? And to find out they never fired him. They never even suspended them. Not one, but two assassination attempts. But this quote, folks, from Matt Quinn, Secret Service Deputy Director. Listen to this quote from his interview, CBS News. "We aren't going to fire our way out of this," unquote. He is the deputy director. He's number two in charge. "We aren't going to fire our way out of this," Matt Quinn told CBS News in an interview. "We're going to focus on the root cause and fix the deficiencies that put us in the situation." Oh, did you finally get around to it after a year? This is incredible. I mean, you go to work, you have one job, you fail catastrophically at that job. I just shrug shoulders. Well, just keep trying. And you know what is unsaid there? Well, if Trump ends up dead, he's always J.D. Vance. It'll be fine. No, I know Trump just won the ability, 8-1 at the Supreme Court, to fire large swaths of federal employees. How about we start with this guy, Matt Quinn, Secret Service Deputy Director. Then we work our way through the six Secret Service personnel was suspended without pay. No, suspend them permanently. They can go find a job doing something else. They don't need to do this anymore. Have a good day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series.
Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.